Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, somebody sent me an email. I love this. Joe, why don't you ever look at the camera? First of all, I got notes all around me I got to read. That's number one. Number two is, please don't take this the wrong way. It's radio. It's not TVO. It's radio. And I never signed up. I do this. Your people, everybody was doing it, so they said, you got to do the video, you got to do this, you got to do that. So do the video. Frankly, it's funny. It's the most expensive part of the equipment. But I do the video, and I'm doing my best, okay? I only got one eye that works properly, so bear with me here. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. And, you know, It's really heartwarming when I have Carrie on because it's just kind of a recess of what's going on around us, right? You know, tonight they had the baseball game between Republicans and Democrats from Washington. Linda Sanchez, a Democrat out of California, as she went by the Republican bench, she felt the need to flip them the bird. Why are they so mean and nasty? Why are they so hateful? Is it in the DNA? I got to ask because there's no reason for that. Right? She looks over the bench, doesn't even have the spine to keep looking at them as she's flipping them off. She turns away and flips them off. And you know what she got for all of that? Yeah, the Dems got blown out 10-0. That's why. You know? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. 6-3. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. All right, let's get to some of this craziness. Look, in the last hour, you go back and get that later on if you want. But in the last hour, Kerry Quashin, he's the founder of Action Family Counseling. They deal with all kinds of issues between the kids and families and you know, just helping them maneuver today's issues. Now, I know some of you, I've got some friends that are even older than I am, and, you know, and they just don't get it. They don't understand why the kids can't cope today. And what I love to say to them is, and again, this is my opinion based on what I see. All right? The parents of the kids of today were our kids. We raised those kids. We're raising these kids today. They're going through all this stuff. And some of those parents you talk to, and they didn't like the way they were raised. They didn't like the way they were talked to. They didn't like whatever. Now they're going to allow their kids because of social pressure, right, to make their own decisions on what sex they are, whether they believe in God or not, you know, how they're going to dress, what they're going to learn, how they're, what they're going to accept as fact when it comes to you know, biology and history. They're going to decide what it is. Our kids raise those kids. And we raise some of those. Not me, Joe, but you know what I'm saying. So how do you fix this? I mean, these kids have no absolutes in their life. This is something that keeps coming back to me over and over and over again when I read these stories. Mom and dad separated. Right? The young lady had a lot of masculine tendencies, so therefore she must be a boy, and was pressured into at least taking the pills. I mean, if you go out to YouTube and other places, look up detransitioning. I know they're trying to get them off there as fast as they can, but there's places that still have them. You have kids that are crying, that are bawling, young ladies, because they were never told that even if they went back, as a matter of fact, they were told that if they stopped the blocker pills, right, that everything would go back to normal. It's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. But the kids have no absolutes. They're searching for all kinds of stuff. And listen, from my heart, personally, Joe Messina, yeah, there's a heart for God. The whole is for God. We've taken God out of everything. We don't even want to mention him. You're poo-pooed if you mention him. I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it. You're searching for all those things. Again, I'm not against... look, I don't like tattoos. I'm not a militant against them, but I don't like them. But there are some people who are tatted from neck to ankles. And when you talk to them sometimes, it's not always a statement. You know, quite a few I've asked, and look, I'm never demeaning to somebody who's got tats. You got them, you got them. And I'll say, why so many of them? Okay, you have an arm and a leg and a butt cheek, whatever, whatever. But when you have them from neck to ankle, what is it? I didn't like the way I looked. I wanted to add some color to myself. I wanted to stand out. I mean, I can give you 50 things that I've heard. Like, wow, so you weren't happy with your body. And this was a way to make it different. I mean, there are people I know, they got the tattoos from the shoulder all the way down to their wrist, right? And when you ask them about them, I mean, some of them are pretty proud of them and pretty excited to tell you. You know, they're like, oh, the skull was this, and this bike means this, and this be, you know, they have reasons for it. And then you kind of go, okay, well, that's cool. You know, that's the way you want to display it. Good for you. But when somebody doesn't have a real reason, they're doing it to try to make themselves look better or feel better about themselves. There's a lot more going on there. Not just with cats. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff. Our kids have no absolutes. This is what's killing them. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, you can dance a little bit. Little move around this dance floor. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PRO-CHO. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right. So some new ideas that I got coming up. I'll go back to the story in a second. I'm going to add a segment to the show with successful immigrants. Legal immigrants. And I thought it would be good for once. Maybe we need to start hearing from the people who beat their brains out to get to this country for a better life. And let them talk about what it was like where they were at. What do you think? I think it's my show. I think it's a great idea. Anyway. So, we're going to bring some of them in. And I'm going to talk with them a little bit about, you know, their experience and where they came from and why. Because all we ever hear about from here, from the legislators that we hire, is how great it is other places. It's just amazing, isn't it? Anyway, it's just amazing. Again, just amazing to me. So that's one of the segments. The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to start bringing on some people running for office across the country, but mostly for school boards. And the reason for that is because that's where it starts. A lot of these people jump from school board to city councils or town councils into the state legislature and then up into Congress. And you need to watch these people and stop voting party line just about party line. You know, I always say, look at it. People say to me, I don't want to waste my vote. So if you don't do your homework and you check off a box just because that person is a Republican, you're a Republican, or a Democrat, and you're a Democrat, I'm kind of confused here. Isn't that a waste? If you're not doing your homework, isn't that a waste? I just find this amazing. Again, whatever. And we've got to and inform. Make sure you're informed. Your friends are informed. Inform your family. Don't care if they get mad at you. Do the right thing. Period. And get yourself. Remember, you know how I keep trying to get yourself informed? Now, earlier I tripped through it because, you know, my screen kept flashing, but I didn't want to say anything. On this day in history, July 28th, the 14th Amendment was certified, assuring equal opportunity for all Americans. This was not, you know, and they love to play word salad with these things. Now, the 14th Amendment, considered by both scholars and ordinary Americans to be one of the most consequential assurances to civil liberties in the U.S., was certified as part of the Constitution on July 28, 1868. And what it gave was, and this is where people like to play word games, right? The 14th Amendment encoded citizenship and due process for former slaves, right? So if you were a former slave at that point, and you were free, well, that you were freed by the fighting of both blacks and whites to free slaves. And the debate today that everybody's having is over the Equal Protection Clause. And the reason behind that is the way it's worded. See, you know where our founding fathers went sideways? Is they thought we'd always be educated. Because they wanted public education. They thought we'd be educated. But we're not being educated. We're being dumbed down on purpose. So the line reads, no state shall make or enforce a law which shall abridge the privileges of immunities or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person with this jurisdiction equal protection law. Using the context is what we should be doing. Notice the first line says, no state shall make or enforce any law which abridges the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Right? And then they switch. Nor shall any state deprive any person. So now we're still talking about citizens? Come on, use your context clues here. Of course we're still talking about citizens. But the left doesn't want you to believe that or know that. Right? So we're still talking about citizens, but no, they want to flip that. Now, that passage is credited to Congressman John Bingham, a Republican out of Ohio. Right? We need to make sure the kids, adults, know about this. The 14th Amendment was the second of three Reconstructive Era amendments adopted in rapid succession after the Civil War. People were tired of the war. Many had died. And encoded liberty secured in horrific cost of human carnage. We lost hundreds of thousands. Americans. American revolutionary ideals say that all men are created equal. And now have been more directly formalized. It should never had to be formalized. Our founding fathers thought that this would be an easy win once they got everything in place. Right? Once they got the Constitution done and signed and got rolling with the country, they would be able to flip this. And this continued on. Right? The racism, the whole nine yards continued on for quite a few years. Our nation will continue to struggle for civil liberties at home while fighting to defeat slavery around the world for generations. You know, you look at World War II, Nazi Germany counted 7.6 million slave laborers as of August 1944 alone. Right? So they still had slave laborers. Not just Jews, blacks. Imperial Japan conscripted a vast force of tens of millions of slave laborers across Asia during the World War II as well. Right? Its victims included an estimated 10 million Chinese, equal number of Indonesians. See, I'll give you some lessons on the show. Right? I mean, what was it? We found out that Japan forced almost a quarter of a million women into sex slavery during the war. But let's get some reality going here, too. And this is where you guys need to get informed and engaged. So when somebody says something, you can agree. You know, when they talk about, slavery and Republicans and Democrats and all these things. Oh, my. You know what? The three most important amendments that we have, the ones that really codified human rights, if you would, for all, were the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. When we come back, I'll tell you who voted for him. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to testimony at Nicholas Cruz's penalty trial, he wrote online that he wanted to be a, quote, professional school shooter. The online activity started 7 months before the February 14, 2018 massacre that left 14 students and three staffers dead at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz had also searched for information on several mass shootings, including at Columbine High School in 1999, Virginia Tech University in 2017, and a church in South Carolina in 2015. The 23-year-old pled guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder. The penalty trial will determine whether he is sentenced to death or life without parole. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm back. My voice ain't back, but I'm back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. Really, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Again, whether it be on the air or not, I very much appreciate it. And then when you send me, an email, a text message, whatever, I'm excited. I really am. I think it's great. You get mean, I'll read your name. You don't get mean, I won't read your name. I'll answer your question, even if I don't agree with you. It's the way we're supposed to be, people. Not everything is an attack, a verbal attack, every time you don't agree with somebody. I know I should be the one talking, but really, seriously. Like Trump, you hit me with something, I'm going to hit you back, and I'm going to hit you back harder, and I'm not going to hold back. You want to get in the, I always say, you want to get in the ring with the big boys? There's no, and maybe it's different today, I don't know. But I remember when we were kids, and we were playing football with the girls, or the girls would want to play football with us, or baseball, whatever. You don't tackle. You don't hit when they play hockey. You wouldn't check a female like you would anybody else. Right? All right, so we were talking about the amendments. And I just think it's hilarious because, the Dems want to tout the fact that, it was the Republicans that loved slavery. It was, the Republicans that didn't want to give the right to vote to women. Any of that stuff. Every one of these, though, when you run down them, the truth of the matter is the Republicans were fine with all of this. The 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, made it illegal, was supported by 100% of Republicans and only 23% of the Democrats. The next two items were zero and zero. 14th Amendment, citizenship for freed slaves. Democrats said, nope, no way. Nope, they shouldn't get it. 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all. Right? Supported 100% by the Republicans. Zero for the Democrats. And yet they want to tell you how they're for your rights for everybody. Yeah, not quite true, is it? When you actually do the homework and figure it out, it's not quite true. And that's why we have to keep, because they can't seem to do it on their own, we have to keep reminding them of their history. You cannot let them get away without people knowing what they truly stand for. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So get informed. That's why I keep telling you. Get informed, then get engaged. All right, we've already moved past this story, but I'll go back to it here. Somebody just sent me a link to something that was pretty shocking. Even before COVID-19 pandemic, youth suicides were already on the rise. The rate of suicide for those ages 10 to 24 increased nearly 60%. Right? That was just between 2007 and 2018. 60%? 10? I mean, how does a 10-year-old even know what suicide is? I've got to ask. The five leading causes of death among teenagers. Number one, I can believe this. I'm surprised I'm still alive, okay? Are accidents. That's the number one cause. Right? I'm going to talk about me as a stupid teenager. You know, ride my bike down the freeway while standing on the seat. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Right? I grew up on the East Coast. We have quarries at the East Coast. They dig rocks out. And the quarries fill up with rainwater or other water. Maybe they, you know, hit a well or something. But they used to drive cars into those to get rid of them, call them in and stolen. There's all kinds of things in the quarries. What did yours truly do? You jump off the rocks at the top of the quarries, into the quarry. What could go wrong? I had one friend that actually had an antenna go through his belly. Was not good. I mean, I'm talking about dumb things that we did as teenagers. Really stupid stuff. Right? The streets would freeze over in Boston. I want to get to school a little faster. We had book bags then. We didn't have backpacks. So you fill a book bag around your neck, because you're so smart, grab the bumper of the truck, and basically skate through the snow until you got too close to the school. Again, I could fully see how the number one leading cause of accidents among teenagers is death is accidents. And today they're so much more extreme with some of the stuff that they do. You know, with the bikes and all that. Now, homicide was number two until recently. I think within the last 4 to 6 months. Now it's suicide. It's swapped with homicide. Number one is accidents. Number two is suicide. Three is homicide. Four is cancer. Scary, isn't it? So you really have to think about the things that you're doing. You have to think about the things that are going on around you and look at your kids. And matter of fact, I'll even go one step further with you. Don't just look at your kids. Nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters. They're friends when they come over the house. Keep an eye on them. You know, OSHA researchers found that there's a startling increase in suicide. I didn't mean for this to be the negative hour, but you need to know this stuff. The researchers found a startling increase in suicide attempts by preteen children. Are you hearing that? Preteen children. They say the past decade, the increase in suicide attempts among the youth across the country has risen exponentially. Just look at the ages 10 to 12. They have increased to the point where now they're writing papers on it. They're looking into it. They're getting people involved in it. In a recent paper published in the JAMA, the Journal of American Medicine and Pediatrics, they examined over almost 1 million incidents of intentional ingestion of toxic substances by, you ready for this one? By 6 to 18 year olds. 6 to 18 years old. These were the ones that were reported to the poison center. Over the 20 year period, researchers observed an increased suicidal overdoses beginning around 2012. I'm not even going to go there. I'll leave it alone for the minute. The most significant increase was among children in the 10 to 12-year-old group. It increased from 1,000 in 2010 to over 5,000 in 2020. I mean, think about that. What are they facing? What's going on? What's causing them to decide that it's over for them? Right? What makes them think that it's so much better once you're gone, dead? Now, Dr. B's been on the show. Dr. Bridget Melson's been on the show a million times. And she has counseled kids who tried to commit suicide. Now, were brought back from the brink of death. I don't know if they were dead and revived or what, but pretty darn close. They were more scared then than they were before because they said it's not what they thought it was. They didn't kind of understand that death was the end, so to speak. Right? They really thought that there was like another alternate lifestyle, if you would. So it's so important that you talk to your kids, your friends around you, their nieces, their nephews. Some of the kids just misuse the substance. They don't really understand the danger. Benadryl was a big deal to try to get high. Taking someone else's prescription drugs, using it incorrectly, taking too many of them. Remember, each time they have to take more and more and more and more and more to get high. But the striking change was among the intentional ingestion. People that wanted to commit suicide. Or kids, I should say. So I'm bringing all this to you, not to bring you down, man, not to create a downer. But for you to be able to pay attention. You know, Dr. B said the things you can look for. Kids go from totally depressed to snap, all of a sudden happy. They start giving things away. Quickly being with some of their friends. Talk about, well, maybe we won't talk about this on the inside of the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. I know there's other things you could be doing, other places. I don't know why. Don't you want to be here? No, seriously, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, making you part of the solution. And, you know, this is, I know it's hard to keep up, man. This is what I get paid to do, right? Seriously. You know, and when you think about it, I don't hit it all either. I try to. There's so much going on, man. I feel like I'm drowning sometimes in this stuff. Well, some universities across America are requiring compliance. Won't you ever comply? Yeah. From faculty in the form of signed diversity, equity, and inclusion statements. They can't get promoted. They won't get their tenure unless they sign one of these agreements. Right? However, there may be a growing pushback in some areas. Right? Because they want it as a top priority. Faculty and parents are like, knock it off. Right? Because these are opinions. None of this is fact. These are opinions that these people have. Right? Many teachers now are rising up saying, all this does is it promotes a culture of fear and intimidation. Like in the city of Seattle, for example, roughly 40% of the University of Washington's faculty recently rejected or abstained from voting on it. The measure would have required faculty members seeking advancement to provide a statement of demonstrating their support of DEI. Now, the fact that the vote was stopped is unprecedented. That's according to one professor. Yeah, I mean, again, when you hear about what this is all about, you have to stop and say to yourself, what happened to reading, writing, arithmetic? And when you get to university, I don't care about all that other stuff. Teach me about my subject. I'm not paying for you to teach me on a diversity class, inclusion, inequity, in whatever. Fake history, fake science. Not interested in it. Really. Now, Victor Ball, the senior director of the media relations at the school, said, my understanding is that the legislation failed despite earning over 63 votes. Right? This is how they spin it. My understanding is that the legislation failed despite earning over 63 yes votes, which was a margin of 26 points over the no votes. So they got more than, well, of course they did. But it requires a two-thirds supermajority of votes to be implemented. Thank God. And then on top of all that, you hear that the students who hold even moderate viewpoints are often afraid to express themselves. See, this is, they always scream about bullying. This is true bullying. This is true bullying, right? Students who hold even a moderate viewpoint are often afraid to express themselves at campus today. That comes from many of the, why should they be? Diversity of thought is what these campuses are supposed to be pushing, what they're supposed to be about. Come on, really? So, and what, we don't believe in equity or conflict? We believe in all of that. We believe in having conversations. We believe in not agreeing with each other. How do you like that? Oh, my God. I got friends I don't agree with, you know, on their political viewpoints. But we're fine. We go out and have lunch together. We joke about each other's party. Can you imagine? I make fun of the Democrats. My buddies make fun of the Republicans. And we're still buddies? How does that happen? Oh, God bless. I mean, sir, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. And you can't take yourself that seriously. Like, you guys know, you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know I make fun of me too. So placing value on diversity, equity, inclusion introduces more perspectives to these discussions. Not less. No, I'm not so sure about that. See, the problem is this. If you allow diversity of thought, if you truly allow diversity of thought, then cool. If you don't, then it's not cool. Then it doesn't add value. It's nothing more than a dictatorship. Right? Yet for Mass and others who say that the desire, a true diversity of thought restored in a college campus environment failed to measure, the failed measure appears to be a win for them. One political viewpoint being pushed very hard is not, it's just not there, right? Now, diversity statements appear very much like the anti-communist loyalty oaths of the 40s and 50s. I never thought of that. That's true. Requiring all faculty members to support a social political agenda favored by one segment of society, it doesn't just politicize the university, it represents a compelled speech. Now, what they'll say to you is, well, you don't have to sign it. You don't have to work here. That's your freedom. You know, I wonder if you went a whole week. I know there's a lot of them. Although it wouldn't fix the faculty. But if all the conservative faculty took a week off, a quote-unquote sick week, right? You could have an educational flu. I wonder what kind of effect that would have on education as a whole. I'm talking all the way through K through higher education. Right? The DEI advocates have said that they focus not on equal opportunity, but on the ideology of equal outcomes or equity. You can't have equal outcomes. Not every person is as smart as the other person. Not every person is as dumb as the other person. Not every person has the same abilities as the other person. Somebody who's good in basketball may not be good in football. Somebody who's good in football may not be good in hockey. Somebody who's really good with math may, you see where I'm going with this. Not everybody's going to be equal in every area. And no matter how much, why do you think you have different grades in a class? You have bad teachers? I mean, that's kind of what you're saying here, right? If you don't get an equal outcome, then the teacher isn't teaching properly, right? Just saying. Why do some kids get a C and some kids get an A? You can't force an equal outcome. It's impossible. If you could make that happen, I'd have to call you Jesus. That's how impossible it is. And the sad part is most parents don't even understand what's going on. They also believe that a university should be biased in its admissions and resources to ensure equal outcomes for all groups. Right? They want them to pay attention to a small number of favored, unrepresented groups. Yeah, why? Listen, this is why I've always said this. Take the name off of it. Really, no, this is in all sincerity. Find a way like a ballot. Take the name off it, put a number on there, right? You take the test, you put in your resume, you do whatever you got to do. And when you're looking down that thing, it's all point driven. It has nothing to do with where you live, what your name is, what your color is, or anything else. Wouldn't that be the most fair way to do it? I'm just asking. Remember, I'm not the expert here. I'm throwing out questions. So they think by looking at color, looking at ethnicities, laying it all out, you know, if you have 100 applications, but you only have 40 slots, how do you lay those out? 10 Asian, 10 white, 10 black, 10 Hispanic? I mean, how do you do it? Is that what they think equal outcome is? Look, the some people come from all over the world to go to our colleges and universities because they used to be so good. I think that you're going to see that number start to dwindle the way we're going. Some of these kids in other countries, their whole goal was to graduate well in high school and maybe even a continuation school so they can get to go to college here in this country. Right? There's a lot of tools. Look, there's a lot of tools. There's a lot of money involved that pressures these universities. Now, DEI advocates, they misuse our trusted word, said one mom, Rebecca Friedrichs. Now, I've known her for years. She's been at the forefront of this fight for our kids. She's a California-based mother of two grown sons. She told a local news source that many are unaware of the destructive nature of DEI. It's dangerous. And many parents don't understand, they don't discover it until it's too late, until the kids have been well indoctrinated with this stuff. She said, if we collectively understand the word diversity to include respectful debate and diverse opinions, open and honest discussion, respect for others, even when we disagree. Well, that's kind of true. I do note that conservatives, / people on the right, are more open to disagreement in conversation than the left is. Much more open. I can prove it. I'll sit down with anybody on the left, have a discussion about a particular item, not get yanked all over the place. And guarantee I'll get them to go from zero to teed off in no time. Maybe even get them to swear at me. That'd be cool. So we'll see your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the evening. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.